right, kids, it's a ho 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 holiday short with It's a Show. We're broadcasting live from the campus of a fine post-secondary institution located in our hamlet. And Spark, you're wearing a festive toque.
I need a haircut. That's on my to-do list either today or tomorrow.
Me too.
And get the Christmas holiday haircut.
I couldn't help but notice on your Twitter, you just updated, Colbert Report ends tonight. Late, late show with Craig Ferguson ends tomorrow. I might cancel my cable next week. Tis the season.
It's true. In case you've been living under a rock, Stephen Colbert is going to take over David Letterman's job next year. I think next spring sometime, I think. I could be wrong. But his final episode's tonight. And Craig Ferguson wrapping up.
What is this guy doing?
You should see what we're seeing. It's a wagon of booze. Oh. Empties to the bottle.
Yeah, it's a probably. Wagon, two-tier wagon, and it's full of Bud Light, Budweiser, Miller, and everything, and a giant man with a camel jacket and a leather cowboy hat is pushing it.
Cash into the bottle depot.
Yeah.
So after 10 years of the Late Late Show, Craig Ferguson is leaving, and he tapes Thursday and Fridays on Thursdays, so today's his last taping day. And, so it's a...
So long, Craig. Yeah. You did a great job. Now, I want to ask, who's the guy taking over?
We talked about this at my day job earlier today. The guy taking over, I don't remember his name.
If Sparky sounds funny, it's because he's resting his chin on his thumbs.
I'm sorry.
Hang on a sec. Should we be recording this on that? Because then you can just dump it in.
You can just
that.
Send it to me.
I can send it. Can I send the whole file as an email?
You can.
It's not going to be too long?
Nope.
Okay.
Because it won't be long. It's a short
one. Glad we checked that out, though.
James Gordon, I think.
James Gordon.
James Gore. He's from the British. He's English. No, that is not his name, because that's the guy from Gotham.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's a Batman name. I wanted to show you a photo. It's on my other phone, because I always carry two phones, usually in holsters, because I'm a cowboy from the Old West. But I left it on my desk. I was driving down the alley on the way to my mailbox, because it's kind of my shortcut to get the mail, and I park on the wrong side of the street to get the mail, whatever, it's a thing. And I couldn't help but notice a giant human-sized panda bear slumped over in the garbage in the alley. It's the most pathetic, sad sight I've ever seen in my life. Save the panda. Let me ask you this question. Are you ready for Christmas?
I'm transitioning into Christmas mode. I just have a few more gifts to get. And here's the great thing about Christmas this year. I feel no stress. We buy things when we need them, when we want them. I mean, we sat down this past summer, the family, and we're like, I buy what I need, when I want it, how I want it, yada, yada, yada. I don't need to solicit gifts. I would rather we just all come together, eat, drink, and be merry, and that's that.
We have a thing, because we're parents, we got four kids. Two are older, 19 and 20. In fact, one just turns 19 tomorrow, that we just saw on campus. And Sparky was sitting on the inside of a Bic pen with the precarious ink about to shoot out all over his clothing. But, we got the 15-year-old and the 12-year-old, and you still want the magic of Christmas and everything.
Yes.
And you decide, okay, well, the kids are going to pick names. They're only going to buy one for each. So
love
we've done that.
Yeah,
done
gift exchange.
I'm going to do the gift exchange. But now we're talking about what gifts we're getting for each kid, and we're going, well, we're not going overboard, but you still want them to have a few to open. So it's a tough thing, man.
The older you get, the less of a surprise I think you can receive, if you know what I mean. Like, it's hard to surprise me because, like I said, if I want something, I'm going to go buy it. I'm not going to, hold out for Christmas or
whatever. What's the one thing you remember that surprised you?
I remember, I think this was my gift. I don't think it was my brother's gift, but I remember getting a school bus when I was a kid. And I love school buses. My dad used to build snow mountains.
Yeah.
When you shovel the snow and you build that mountain.
Yeah.
And you freeze it a little bit to make it a stable mountain. I would pretend, I'd stick a hockey stick in the snow, pretend that was my gear shift, and I would sit on a pail and pretend to be a school bus driver.
What? Is this a lifelong quest for you? Have you ever thought about doing that? That's a good part-time.
It's on my to-do list. I would like to drive it.
That part-time job is better than the part-time job cleaning.
Yeah.
Not that it's not a great company to clean for, but it is. It's like hard.
But this yellow school bus with buttons and stuff and lights, and it was the best. I think there's a photo. I'll dig it up when I go home.
That's funny.
And I'll post it.
When I was a kid, all I wanted was a Roger and out. And I told my dad that because he was a trucker and he had the CB radio in his cab, right?
Yeah.
And it was super cool and the gear shift and everything. And I got to ride with him in the semi in the Mack truck and stuff. And then I said, Dad, I want to Roger now. And he couldn't figure out what the hell I was talking about. So finally he gets it. And then my dad was a pretty good builder. So he made me a wooden CB radio with a cord and a microphone thing and everything. Yeah. It looked right in marker, so it looked like a mic on the thing. And yeah, I said, no, that's not that cool. So one day I was messing around and I took a Players package of Players filter that was empty.
Nice.
And a Labatt's blue case and an old shoelace. I made my own Roger note, and that was perfect. Merry Christmas.
Gotta be thrifty and crafty.
The weather has been cooperating lately. It's been just kind of just north of freezing. Yeah. Or just south of freezing, I guess, is the... We got a new puppy in the house, Tally, and she's a cutie.
Tally,
you held her.
Tally.
You were one of the first to hold her when she was a baby.
I don't know. Tally, was that the name?
That's the name.
It never came up once, I don't think, in the name debate of 2013.
I think it did. I think you were drinking heavily and you didn't remember, but it wasn't my first choice, but you know what? It kind of suits her now.
Tally.
And she's...
Sure for anything?
It's due from heaven. Remember that?
Oh,
we had
right.
that discussion.
Yes. It's all coming back to me.
Anyway, Tally's a little cute. You've got lots of personality, and she'll stand up on her hind legs and box Oliver in the face and the cat in the face. And Jack has a giant, Jack the Husky Shepherd has a giant, one of those Costco circle beds.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's constantly plucked right in the center of it, and he can't lay down. She's like, and I tell you what, if we got her own bed, she'd never use it. She'd be in the middle of Jack's bed every time.
Of course. That's
He'd
like...
be trying to curl up in a tiny little circle bed.
Love it.
So road trips, are you looking forward to the road trip home?
Looking forward to just, I said this to someone today, that when I go home, I literally disconnect from everything. It's in a small town where there's nothing open ever after 5, and it's during the Christmas season, so nothing will be open anyways.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to go to. You just have to be forced to sit and visit with people. And my dad's got the light speed internet, so it's like almost practically dial up. So it's like you can't even go on the Netflix.
So yeah, there's no Netflix or nothing. Oh my God. OMG.
Crisis alert.
I was going to ask you if you're going to crush a couple of 100 seasons of Golden Girls this year or whatever during the holidays, but I guess
Golden
not.
Golden Girls on the Netflix?
I don't know. That I'm just
awesome.
Saying that for humor effect.
But I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to sleep because I am lacking in that department.
Yeah, you look a little tired.
I feel very tired.
So, I feel very tired. That wasn't even a complete sentence. It's okay. I feel
say,
bad.
You look rested. The new job is treating you well.
It is. It is. I feel really tired today, so you saying that makes me feel better. But I went to a social media breakfast this morning and learned all about LinkedIn.
I saw. What did you learn?
I wasn't really paying attention. I was tweeting.
That's kind of my little rant about these things. Everyone's there to learn something, but yet everyone's tweeting.
The tweeting has nothing to do with what's going on. The one thing that I'm going to start doing is joining groups, like like-minded groups.
Yes.
And you said that's a good idea. And if you're a writer at all, like you're a great writer. So they say write and post your stuff in these groups.
I've started thinking about how I sleep at night, and I'm thinking that I don't get
a good... You sleep at night? That's weird.
That I don't get a good quality sleep. So I downloaded this app called Sleep Cycle.
Oh, God.
You're supposed to place it on your bed, on the corner of your bed, face down.
And what does it do for
you? You're supposed to measure your sleep.
Okay.
And then it'll tell you how your
quality... If you were sleeping or not sleeping.
Well, it shows you on a graph where your deep sleeps are, right? Like where you're most...
Okay.
Asleep.
So is it by time of night?
Yeah.
Okay, so how have you been making out?
I'm bringing one up.
You got a lot of sleeps on
this
there.
This is not a good sleep.
You're sleeping
look,
a lot.
Look at the
okay,
graph.
So it's a huge, it looks like the Andes Mountains. It's all up and down. Sleep quality, 72%.
See?
Time in bed, 6 hours and 48
That's
minutes.
Not
bad.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's a long time in bed, though.
I need 8 hours minimum.
You had 825 steps. Were you sleepwalking? What does that mean? Total night, 7. Oh, total time in bed, you spent 2.3 days in bed this week.
So, this week?
I think so. In the last 7 days. Sleep apnea. Had it big time. Finally did something about it. His brother kept telling him to do something about it because his brother had it. And my father-in-law has, it's the Darth Vader mask. You got to get with the oxygen tank. It's the only cure for sleep apnea. That's probably what you have. You're waking yourself up all the time.
I think I am.
Yeah.
Because
like you know, you're sleeping with a woman.
I know.
Okay. Sparky's hair is now revealed. His tooth fell off on the table. You are a hippie. Hippie
I'm
shake.
I'm spent. You know when? Okay, you don't watch Craig Ferguson, but he does his monologue, and he'll be up there doing whatever you do for a monologue. Then he'll just all of a sudden be like, "I'm done."
Yeah. That's how I feel right now. I'm tired.
I'm just done with everything.
That's what I like the best about that guy is he's so honest. He's got comedic instincts and he's funny and all that, but he's so honest and he says what people are thinking. Oh, what the hell is that now?
Got an email.
It's time to charge.
Email from Sherwood Forest.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for sticking with us. Is this our last episode of 2014?
That would be probably correct.
Yeah. So we've been lax in our regularity. So we promised to take Metamucil and regroup. I read a thing on poops this morning in the newspaper. Dr. Gifford, have you ever seen that guy? He's an old guy, and he's going, if your poop looks like this, it's this. If your poop looks like this, it's a problem. So whatever. So I got a lot of problems I got to look into.
We had a staff potluck yesterday, and that was not pleasant afterwards, I can tell you that much.
What was the thing that did it?
I have no idea, but it cleaned me.
Ring of fire.
Something cleaned me.
Purge. Purge.
Almost a clogged toilet switch at the office.
Not at the office. Well, anyway, that concludes this episode of It's a Show. It's a shorty, and you're welcome.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year
to all of yous and yours.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. The old familiar carols play. And mild and sweet their songs repeat. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.